The Top 200 Prescribed Drugs podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and may not be construed as medical advice. The information is not intended to replace medical advice offered by physicians, pharmacists, or drug manufacturers.
Hello and welcome to the Top 200 Prescribed Drugs podcast, where we will be covering the top 200 drugs, one drug at a time. This is our very first episode, and we are looking at the number one prescribed drug, hydrocodone and acetaminophen. It's actually the number one and number three prescribed drug. Some of the brand names would be Lorset, Lortab, and Vicodin. The mechanism of action, hydrocodone is an opiate analgesic. It blocks pain by binding mu and kappa opiate receptors in the cerebral cortex. Acetaminophen is also an analgesic as well as an antipyretic. Its analgesic properties comes from its inhibition of prostaglandin synthesis in the CNS, and it inhibits the hypothalamic heat regulation center, which is where it gets its antipyretic properties. As far as indications for Vicodin, it is an analgesic, so it's for the management of moderate to severe pain. Dosage forms, it comes in many dosage forms, including capsules, elixirs, oral solutions, and tablets, and the dosage forms vary in the amount of hydrocodone and acetaminophen. You can have anywhere from 2.5 to 10 milligrams of hydrocodone and 300 to 750 milligrams of acetaminophen. Doses, it's really going to be patient-specific and product-specific. The typical starting dose is 5 to 10 milligrams of hydrocodone 4 times a day. And basically, you're just going to titrate to a dose that provides pain relief for the patient. The maximum hydrocodone dose that you'd want to give is 60 milligrams a day, and the max acetaminophen dose would be 4 grams a day. You want to use caution in patients with hepatic impairment or who drink alcohol, and avoid chronic use in patients with hepatic impairment. As far as pharmacokinetics, its onset of action is about 10 to 20 minutes, and duration of action is anywhere from 4 to 8 hours, and it is metabolized by the liver. Contraindications, hypersensitivity, obviously, CNS depression, as well as severe respiratory depression. Hydrocodone and acetaminophen can cause CNS depression as well as respiratory depression, so you don't want to give this if the patient have either of those. Some precautions. You want to use caution in patients with a history of drug abuse or alcoholism. This is because patients can develop psychological as well as physical dependence to Lortab. Adverse drug reactions. As far as the CNS, you can have CNS depression, so bradycardia, hypotension, dizziness or drowsiness, as well as sedation, and it can also cause dysphoria or euphoria. For the GI side effects, you can have nausea and vomiting, as well as xerostomia and constipation. And something to note about constipation, this is one of the side effects that does not decrease over time. Most of the side effects will decrease over time, but constipation does not. So if a patient is on an opioid for long term, then they should also be on a stool softener or a laxative or both, just depending on the patient. It can also cause itching or a rash, as well as urinary retention and respiratory depression, which we've already noted. Major drug interactions, again, alcohol, it's a CNS depressant, so it's going to have an additive effect, and it also increases the risk of hepatotoxicity with the acetaminophen. And then other drug interactions, other CNS depressants, just because they're going to have additive effects. Pregnancy category and breastfeeding, it's category C and not recommended when breastfeeding. Efficacy monitoring, you'd want to monitor pain relief. And then major counseling points, again, avoid alcohol. Alcohol and acetaminophen together increase the risk of hepatotoxicity, and alcohol is a CNS depressant. You don't want to exceed the recommended dose. Overdose can lead to fatal respiratory depression, so you want to avoid that. And Lortab can cause dependence, so stick to the recommended dose. Tell your patients to use caution when performing tasks that need mental alertness. This is due to the CNS depression, and this is of utmost importance when they first start taking hydrocodone and acetaminophen. And then you'd want to warn them of the major adverse drug reactions. Again, the CNS depression, the euphoria or dysphoria, as well as the GI upset. And again, most of the side effects will diminish over time except for the constipation. And that is it for hydrocodone and acetaminophen, which is the number one and number three most prescribed drug. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions, you can email me at thestudentpharmacist@gmail.com. Also, you can go to the website, thestudentpharmacist.com, and there's a contact link there at the top right. And I am also on Twitter, @thestudpharm. Thanks.